Yes, this is El Mood to the Moon podcast back. It's been a long hiatus, been working a lot, and I just saw the Bob Marley film, One Love, and I heard a lot of different people's take on it. You know, a lot of people was upset with the movie. A lot of people said it wasn't enough. The actor should have been one of Bob Marley's sons or grandchildren or something of that sort. And a lot of people were attacking the accent wasn't authentic Jamaican or whatever. You know, I heard all the different comments, so I'm going to go listen to it and watch it myself. And I watched it myself this morning. And I'm going to say that I enjoyed the movie for what it was, you know. It went through some aspects of Bob's life as a child and a teenager. And this is going from the point during the political upheaval between the different political groups aligned with the gangs, one with Ewa Siaga and Michael Manley. And Bob was preparing to do a peace concert, and in the midst of that, there was an assassination attempt on his life. And you know, I've watched hundreds of Bob Marley documentaries, and I'm a Bob Marley fan. I will say, because I've got a lot of records. I started listening to Bob Marley around the time when I was coming out of high school and going to college. And I really got into a lot of stuff because there's a record store right near my college in Columbia, South Carolina at the time. And so I would go to the record stores and purchase lots of records of Bob Marley and Peter Tosh, too. I see... Briefly, they touched on Peter Tosh and Bunny Wailer, but I didn't see too much. I think there was some edits or cuts out of the movie because Ziggy Marley and his mother, Rita, were, I guess, the producers of the film. And from what they're saying, that the family has the blessings of for what the project was, you know. You know, I know a lot of people, it's split down the middle. Some people said they didn't like it. Some people said they liked it. I liked the movie for what it was, you know, and I believe there'll be more movies in the future, probably a Peter Tosh movie, because I'm a big fan of Peter Tosh as well. And I could see possibilities of more movies coming out, more about Bob Marley. Probably more, well, this movie I think was only like about 2 hours. So it's so much you can say in a 2 hour movie. If you're going to do overall perspective of Bob Marley, it's going to probably take 3 to 4 hours to really dab into the whole child life and then go in all the way to the time, you know, to the end. But they did this, you know, there's a lot of edits and cuts, but they did it in a way that I can somewhat respect it more, you know, after looking at it, because it was a lot of people saying that, hey, you know, the movie was garbage, it wasn't right, and this, that wasn't right, you know. And I mean, I know Bob Marley is a world figure, because Bob Marley's music changed the world. Especially the Exodus album, all his albums, but that particular album, you know, he went to UK, and it just took him to another stratosphere. And I know that a lot of times going through rough times, I would play Bob Marley's music and it would lighten my spirits and I forget about my troubles, you know, for that particular moment. And, so yeah, I'm a Bob Marley fan. I like the soundtrack of the movie. I think, you know, they used the actual recordings of Bob Marley with the songs, his actual voice, whatever. So I can, the actor that played him, I think he's from the UK. Was it Ben something? The actor, I think he did an excellent job. And I didn't see nothing wrong with his accent or whatever. I think he really tried to capture Bob Marley's mannerisms and essence or whatever. And I appreciate it. You know, I think I seen him in one other movie, Night in Miami. He played Malcolm X, the actor. I can't think of his name. Something Ben something. But, yeah, he did a good job from what I could tell, from what I saw. I know a lot of things was, like, cut, you know, about certain things about the relationship between Bob and Rita. About, you know, Bob had other relationships with other women. And I wish they would explore that more. You know, but for whatever it was, you know, it is what it is. This is primarily Ziggy Marley and Rita Marley's perspective of Bob Marley, you know, a mother and a son. So, I mean, you got to respect that for what it is, you know. But I do see more movies in the future on Bob Marley and maybe a Peter Tosh movie, you know. I can see, I think there was a part that was cut out with a lot about Peter Tosh, and they cut that out because the actor that played him said something, and they cut some of the scenes out, and I wanted to get more detail on the band. You know, I'm not, you know, real picky, but, you know, I like to see more of the band, Peter Tosh. I seen little clips of when they was in the studio trying to get a song put together, and I seen that part, and I think Bunny Wailer too, and Bob and Rita and other band members. So, but yeah, but there's always more room for the future for other films to come out. And but this was really good, and I would see it again and again for what it, you know, what the movie was, for, you know, based on how it was presented and depicted, and I'm pleased with it. So that's going to be it for right now. Everybody, continue to support the El Moon to the Moon podcast. I'm sorry I have been making a lot of shows lately because, you know, I've been working. I've worked multiple jobs here and there, and it kind of gets in the way at times. It's the weekend. I'm supposed to be going back to work tomorrow. So everybody take care and have a blessed day. Thank you.